The Pirates going for their third straight win, taking on the Phillies, 1-0 Philadelphia in the fourth, but Josh Bell looking to change that with a man on facing Jeremy Hellickson.
Here's the 1-0. Swinging a drive to left field. Back goes Nava. He looks up, and it is gone. Well, Josh Bell makes up for not watching the ball as he sees the ball right here and drills it over the left field fence about two rows back. It's a two-run home run, and just like that, the Pirates are in front, 2-1. A long ball has been a problem for him ever since. 3-2. Swing and a drive. Deep right. Altair turns around. It's gone. A line shot BB into about the fourth row of seats over the National League scoreboard. And another home run allowed by Hellickson, the second of the inning. Gregory Polanco, a solo shot. It's his seventh of the year, and it's 3-1 Pittsburgh.
1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line towards left center field. That's a base hit, and it will tie the game as Franco and Joseph are both going to score. The throw to second, and he is out at second base. Harrison with the tag, and again, Aaron Altair is thrown out by Jose Osuna. And a 1-2. Swung on and line towards left. It's a base hit out of the reach of Franco. And Bell coming around third. He's coming home. Here's the throw. It's not in time. And the runner takes second on the throw home. It's now 5-3 Pittsburgh. Polanco with his fourth hit of the game.
The Pirates win their third straight, taking it 6-3. Chad Kuhl, the victory, allowed him three runs, two earned, and seven frames. Gregory Polanco, 4-for-4 with two RBIs and two runs scored. Jose Osuna with three outfield assists in the game. He's the first Pirate to do that since 1991. The Phillies come up short against the Pirates. Manager Pete MacKinnon spoke after.
Well, I've seen some firsts. Three guys getting thrown out at second base. Knapp scored on that throw by the catcher from first base all the way. He went all the way home. First time I've ever seen that, when that bat flew in the stands by Whitey. Hellickson pitched pretty well. You know, he had the one inning, got hurt by the long ball again, hung some changeups. Altair came up with a big hit to tie the game in the seventh, and then we just couldn't hold him after that, and we couldn't add on. So other than that, Freddie made his typical two highlight reel plays defensively. Well, you know what? It's interesting about those plays. I encourage the guys to be aggressive, to try to turn a single into a double. However, when you take that hard turn going towards second base, you should have time to decide whether or not to go. And I think those guys, if they had it to do all over again, would have stopped and went back to first base.
Close game.
I'm sorry?
Those are killers in a close game.
Yeah, they are. You know, you hit a ball off the wall as hard as Altair hit it, you'd like to think that in the back of his mind he's got to be thinking about it. If it were closer plays, it wouldn't have been that big a deal. But when you're out by that much, I think both of them should have shut it down and went back.
Hellickson, two home runs came on changeups, like you said. It seems like he's given up 10 on changeups this year. Last year seemed to be more.
Is there
a difference there?
Occasionally he just gets into I won't call it a rut. He gets into a situation where he just kind of pushes his changeup. He doesn't really have the good arm action that he normally has. And the arm action is what sells the changeup as much as the movement on the pitch. But nevertheless, he gave us six innings, scored three. We got back in the game. Just couldn't add on.
Where do you see him? He might make about three more starts before the trade deadline. What do you make of his season and, you know, maybe his value to a contending team?
Well, he's a good pitcher. You know, he's had his ups and downs this year, but in general, I think the positives outweigh the minuses. He's going to throw you strikes on a given day. He's really tough to hit. Today, like I said, he got hurt by the long ball, but he still gave us six innings and only gave up three runs. Basically, you want to call it a quality start. It's a quality start. I could have sent him back out, but I wanted to try to win the game, try to get back in the game.
Bell's double in the eighth. Do you think Joseph could have planned that?
I thought he should have caught it.
Up next, the Phillies begin a series at home against the Padres on Friday.